The first rule is called the principle of superposition. And all this says is that the rock that's on the bottom of a pile of rocks should be the oldest. Now, if you think about it, I'm sure you could think of a way where that might not be the case. For example, if we stacked a bunch of rocks through time, and then we had something happen that deformed those rocks and twisted them around so that the oldest ones were no longer on the bottom. So, aside from that specific case, we usually assume, with, you know, all other things being equal, that the rocks at the bottom of an outcrop are the oldest. Why does this rule apply? If you think about reading the newspaper every morning, and you get your newspaper and you read it and you throw it down next to your chair. The next day you get your newspaper, you read it, you throw it down on top of the one from yesterday next to your chair. If you keep doing that, over time you're going to end up with a big old stack of newspapers, and the oldest newspaper is on the bottom. Now, what this does is, if we do see the oldest rocks not on the bottom, then that's an indicator that something happened to those rocks, which we might not otherwise have recognized. The next rule that we apply to our rocks is called the principle of original horizontality. And all this is saying is that sedimentary rocks and lava flows tend to be deposited in more or less horizontal layers. And so if you see sedimentary rocks, for example, that are tilted up on their side so that they're vertical or steeply tilted, then that tells you that something happened to those rocks after they were deposited. They went from flat lying in superposition, oldest on the bottom, youngest on the top, and that whole thing got tilted. And so that right there is telling you a little bit more information, that something happened to this area after those rocks were deposited. Not before, because you can't tilt them if they're not there yet. So this is already telling us an order of events. Deposition of these layers, and then they were tilted. Another rule that we use is the principle of cross-cutting relationships. And this just shows that if you have a feature, for example, a fault, that cuts across, let's say, a package of sedimentary rocks, and the fault has offset those sedimentary rocks from one another, the fault must be younger than the rocks that it is cutting across. Rocks have to be there first if you're going to cut them. Another example would be if you had a vertical igneous intrusion called a dike that cuts across something like a nice big granite. That dike must be younger than the granite that it cuts across. One way to think about this is, if you have a peanut butter and jelly sandwich, you got to make the sandwich before you can cut it with a knife. So, as soon as you see two geologic items that are cross-cutting, you can figure out which one is relatively older and which one is relatively younger.